We will go ahead and continue our media availabilities for today with William Byron, driver of the number 24 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll bring a mic over to you. We'll start here on the left with Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. I'm wondering, is the dynamic of the summer race at Daytona any different than the Daytona 500, of which you have won the last two?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I think the fall race is just very chaotic. You know, I think the track is slick in some ways, but at nighttime it gains some grip. So the cars are just, you know, I feel like they're edgier to drive, I think, in the fall race. Plus, in the 500, you have more time to dial in your setup and kind of dial in your handling for what you're going to fight on Sunday. So, yeah, and I think desperation's really high, you know, for a lot of people. So, just creates a lot of elements that create a lot of crashes. So, I feel like also the pushing gets more aggressive because of the desperation and just the race feels really long usually. So in the fall, it just seems like there's a lot of cautions and, you know, you're never fully, you're never in or out of it really. Like you can be, last year we were running fourth. I thought, okay, I'm just going to push, I believe it was Josh Berry to the win, on the outside lane. I thought we were going to be able to connect pretty well off of two. And then the inside lane started to get squirrely. And I think, you know, they were trying to go three wide or something, and that's when Josh flipped over. So it's just, always something there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Zach and then to Holly.
Zach Sterney, hello, NASCAR.com. Rudy said at the end of last week in the press conference that, you know, you've gotten better at rolling with the punches and what happens next. You opened up in the Netflix show this year about seeing a sports therapist. In what ways has that helped you kind of handle that adversity and overcome any kind of setbacks that you guys have had results-wise over the last month?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm mentally probably better than I've ever been, and it's really just perspective and balance in my life. I think, you know, some of it definitely has to do with working with Joanne, and we've worked together for a couple years, so really nothing different there. But I feel like just having a really good balance in my life and really good perspective on what I'm doing and what actually matters and what, you know, what is in my control, right? Like what aspects of driving the car do I feel like are gonna enable me to win the next race. And a lot of times that's what keeps me going through the bad negative results that are, you know, due to just circumstances or something out of your control. So I feel like I've really tuned in and really started, as I've gotten older, to understand what is in my control and the things that are going to make me continue to be a consistent threat every week. And I just kind of hold on to those things no matter the result. Yeah.
We'll come down here to Holly, and then we'll go back to Tim in the corner.
Hi, William. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I wanted to ask you about the regular season championship and how close that is. Is that something that you've been eyeing every week, or you're just going out to win the races and that will take care of itself, as they say? And also kind of the dynamic, because it's really, I would argue, the three of you and you're all being teammates.
Yeah, it's on the front of our mind for sure during the weeks. And I'm sure every driver's guilty of looking at the points right after the race. So, you know, as soon as we get those after the event, you know, typically Bob or Jayski or whatever, we just look at them and just kind of, okay, here's where we're at, you know, and here's how many points we got this weekend. And so it's more before and after the weekend. I would say there's very little decision making during the race that changes because of the points. I think you just try to run the best race that you can, and typically that's how you get the most points. So, yeah, last week we're probably in a position where we could have done the conservative strategy for points per se and try to run 10th, and we pitted and took tires and had a position, you know, at the time we weren't thinking win, but we were just thinking try to be on offense and put ourselves in a position to get a top five or a win. So just kind of, I think you just race the best you can. I think we have a really good point system where if you run well, you're rewarded for that. And if you don't run well, like a couple years ago, I'll never forget when we went to Martinsville, we had like a 23 point advantage over the cut line. And we didn't run well at all. And we came out of there, I think we advanced by like 3 points. So you just got to remember that stuff. Yeah. I mean, Daytona's definitely, like, hopeful that you get to a point there where you kind of know where you stand before you get to Daytona. Because, yeah, I mean, you could have a 40-point swing at Daytona alone. We saw that at Atlanta. We crashed out in the first stage. And, you know, we had almost a 40 or 50-point swing to the guys we were around. So, yeah, you just hope that by the time you get there, you can kind of have some more certainty.
Go in the back to Tim.
William, Tim Kettle, Famo Motor Racing Network. Just curious what you're expecting today practice-wise at Watkins Glen, a road course, another road course this year in Cup. What's your expectations getting in the car in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good benefit to watch SVG and Connor in the first group. So really excited to watch them and kind of see how they do and just kind of get a feel for the racetrack and study some of their stuff. And feel like I have a really good understanding of this place. You know, we weren't good here last year, but we had a good run the year before we won the race. And last year, I think we learned a ton. It was a new tire, kind of threw us all for a loop. And we've learned that tire since. And this should kind of be a culmination of all those, you know, efforts. So feel like we'll know what the tire is like, and just got to study that first group.
And then the next question that I have is in regards to next week for Richmond. When you look at the short tracks that you've run this year, in particular when it comes to what you did last week at Iowa, is there any comparison to the racing that you see at Iowa or how you feel that you performed?
Yeah.
And what you can attribute that or what you can expect as a result going to Richmond next week?
Yeah, I mean, you hope so, but they're very different. Like Iowa with the repave and just the conditions there versus Richmond being really, you know, slick old asphalt and slow mid-corner. It's going to be a lot different at Richmond. So, yeah, you hope some stuff translates, but Richmond's kind of its own beast, really.
We're going to come down here to Dustin. And then Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. With all the data that's available for you guys to study different drivers and to look at what SVG has done, how is it that he has been able to win the last three road course races for as talented as the field is?
Yeah, what I see with him is just he looks like us on ovals. You know, he's just comfortable from lap one. He has a good understanding of what to achieve in his car. He's smooth. You know, he's not sliding the tire to make speed, so he's not out there out of control. You know, when he makes a good lap time, it's repeatable, and he learns from it. He makes another good one. So I look at him, I just see a guy that just fully understands what we're doing. What I've always been amazed with him is how quickly he adapted to the NASCAR stuff, because, you know, I assume there's nuances and differences to how we set the cars up than, you know, out in Australia in the supercars. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of similarities to that car, you know, the low profile tire, the sequential shifter. So I'm impressed with how quickly he adapted to the car, but I think his technique and everything reminds me a lot of how, you know, a lot of us achieve stuff on ovals. We're just comfortable from lap one. He can just find his limits. He's very particular with the car as well.
But I mean, you've won on road courses, so you yeah, are talented and can do, I would say, suggest a lot of the same things. So what's in a sense keeping you from winning three in a row at a type of thing? Because
I think you humble yourself pretty quick. You go to the go-kart track up in Trackhouse Motorplex and you see kids that do it every day and they're right up to speed faster than I am, whereas I go there maybe once every couple weeks and I'm still quick, but I don't do it every lap, and I make, you know, more mistakes. I don't maybe feel the kart as well. So there's a whole world out there. I mean, there's a whole world of drivers that are doing impressive shit that we're not really capable of. So, but they would also say the same about us. If they come and run Darlington, I'm sure they would, you know, be a couple laps down. So yeah, it's just everyone grows up differently, and you know, we have thousands of laps on ovals.
Dustin Lupino, J-Ski. William, you mentioned the point swing at Atlanta last month. How big of a buffer do you feel like you would need going into Daytona to feel comfortable?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put a number on it, but I would just feel how these next couple weeks go. I think this is kind of I look at it as this is kind of its own three race round right here. So good preparation for us. I mean, as much as unpredictable as Watkins Glen and Richmond and, you know, Daytona can be, it's honestly not much different than the round of eight. So, you know, you got Talladega in there this year. So it could be a lot like this stretch.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Davey, and then we'll take one more question from Nathan.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Not sure if you watched the truck race yesterday, William, but if you did, what did you think of the new restart zone and how it kind of played itself out?
Yeah, it looked fine. I think it's a good improvement, you know, than just how we were last year, just watching the race back and how many crashes there were up through the S's and into turn one. So I think it's an improvement, and you know, it still puts on side by side racing for the lead. Every restart was that way. So yeah, it'll be fine.
Nathan Solomon, NASCAR.com. William, going back to the regular season championship fight, I mean, with it being, you know, three of the 400 cars, are there conversations that have to be had each week on expectations on how to race each other? How does that kind of play out in the shop each week?
No, I mean, we've all raced for, like, wins and raced against each other in the playoffs and championships, so it doesn't change, you know, for the regular season. It's the same. So we all race each other well, and if anything, you just get a little bit more crafty.
All right, William, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend. Yeah.